Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. Get more tips, strategies, and free downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. Got another great show today. I'm interviewing Ryan Shantz with Sumo Quote. And Ryan's been on the show once before in episode 109, and that was how to design a professional roofing proposal that sells. Ryan's a roofing contractor up in Alberta, Canada. He's got a large company up there that's just kicking ass. But what I really want to do is get into his new software program, and this is called Sumo Quote, and it's got everything you need to quickly put together a clear scope of work. And this is going to dazzle your prospect, build trust, and tee up that next sale. And when it comes to increasing roofing sales, a professional proposal is really going to separate you from the pack. Now, this is something I wish we had when I was contracting, because we did negotiated re-roofing, a lot of maintenance work, and we had a great proposal that really laid it out, walked through the process. Had a lot of photographs. We could show them what's going on up on the roof. But Sumo Quote does it quickly. It's got templates that you can use to fill in. I mean, it's a simple program, and it is going to save you a ton of time. Plus, it's going to increase your sales. But Ryan had a webinar here recently that I caught, and it was called The 5 Keys to Improve Your Roofing Quotes. Had some great material. So I gave him a call. I said, hey, why don't you come on the show? We'll talk about that. And that's what we're going to get into today. But before we do, I want to thank our sponsor, and that's Ruby Receptionists. And today we're going to be talking about upping our game and coming off as a professional contractor. But this starts with the initial phone call, when that prospect gives you a call, and whether you leave a good first impression or not, that is everything. There's no point in having a great proposal if you leave a bad first impression, leaves a bad taste in their mouth. And this is where Ruby comes in. They're going to answer that phone for you in a professional, a friendly manner. They're going to do it remotely, and they're going to do it for a fraction of the cost of an in-house receptionist. Or maybe you're rolling these calls over into voicemail. And your prospect is not going to leave a message. So you spend a ton of money to get that phone to ring, and you're not even picking it up. Spending marketing dollars to get leads is one thing, but it is all about converting those leads into a sale. And that starts off with that initial phone call, that first touch that your prospect has with your company. And Ruby knows how to do it right. They know how to answer the questions that your prospects are going to have. And if all they do is get your voicemail, they're going down the list to the next contractor where they can get those answers, because they want to talk to a live person. But go check them out at callruby.com/roofershow. And you can use the promo code ROOFER50, and they'll knock off $50 off your first month's service. So check it out, see if it's right for you. And for our listeners, they've got a 21-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk to you. But check them out, callruby.com/roofershow. All right, well, let's get into our interview with Ryan Shantz with Sumo Quote. Ryan, thanks for coming back onto the show today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Dave, always good to connect with you.
Well, we had you on back in episode number 109, and that was how to design a professional roofing proposal that sells. That was a great show. I recommend everybody go back and check that out. But I recently saw you do a webinar on your Facebook, and I wanted to get you back on the show because that was some great stuff. Wanted to hear more about that. But let's start off with, give us a little backstory if you could.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, currently I'm the founder of a technology called Sumo Quote, and that's going amazing. It's been great. previous to that, and I guess still current, is I'm still the owner of a large roofing exteriors company up in Calgary, up in Canada here. Yeah, I was running sales for our company for years. We do residential and commercial there. We're about 150 employees, and over the last five, six years or so, I helped manage about $100 million in roofing exterior sales. So that's a bit of my background and where I was coming from, and that it just flowed so easily into this technology with what we're doing in the market and how we're helping other contractors increase their sales as well.
So tell me a little about SumaQuote. We talked about it, obviously, in episode number 106. But I think there's a great product. I originally saw you down at one of the roofer shows and was really interested in what you had going because it's really a unique product and it's something that I think contractors can really use. It's really going to help them in their sales because I see so many contractors that just don't put any effort into their proposals, whether they're just going down to the stationery store and picking up these blank contracts. What you've got, it really makes a difference in how you sell and how you separate yourself from the competition. So tell me a little about what you got going, what this product is all about.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, we were just tired of homeowners always asking us to price match on these low-end competitors that really were not similar to our business in any way. They didn't have the warranty. They didn't have the professionalism. They didn't have the certifications, and we were just a much better business. But how do you show that to the homeowner when you're walking through the sales process, right? You obviously want to train your salespeople to do a good job of communicating that stuff, but homeowners, they want to see it as well, right? You know, when they're buying a shingle or something, sometimes they just love to touch it, especially if it's like hardy board. You bring out a sample and instantly their hands go to it. So your quote actually is a similar type of thing. Being able to create a quote that visually looks far better than anything else out there makes it really easy for the homeowner to see you as a different type of roofing contractor. And so that's what we were looking to bring with SumaQuote. And, I'll be honest, our retail sales, so we were doing insurance, a lot of insurance work, where we were in condo work and everything else. We wanted to really focus on increasing our retail sales. And so our retail sales from when we launched the prototype of SumaQuote with our roofing exteriors business here in the first 2 years, our retail sales increased by 64%, which was millions of dollars. It had a huge impact on our business. It just gave us all sorts of ways to add value to homeowners and have them see us as, this set apart, more professional business than the other contractors they're getting quotes from.
And also you've got a template type program where you can really save a lot of time with these proposals, isn't it? Tell me a little about that.
Yeah, no, that's the other big thing is not only does it increase your sales, it actually makes it faster for you to make them. So, the last thing we want is for our contractors to be going home every night and grumbling and complaining that they have to spend 2 or 3 hours trying to catch up on quotes. So we make it really easy. You can save templates in there and you just select what template you want and edit a few things in it. And along with that, one of the really unique things, and I'll talk about it within our time here today, just about some of the ways you can improve your roofing quotes as a roofing contractor, is some of the different marketing pages you can sort of seamlessly weave into your quote. So you can create this really powerful, interesting presentation that's kind of half quote, but it's also half marketing your business, and it's weaving in pages talking about the product you're using, your company and who you are, and really differentiating it. So it's almost a brochure/quote that you can create.
And this makes it easy to add photos so you can actually show them, take them on a little tour of the roof, and also really go through a step-by-step process of how to present the sale, isn't it?
Exactly. So you can show them some trouble areas up on the roof. It's a big difference between if you're typing out a paragraph in a quote talking about a dead spot behind a chimney versus showing the homeowner a picture of it, right? So statistically, they say your brain absorbs visual content 10 times faster than written. And for a homeowner that doesn't know what a dead spot is or how you're going to improve that by building a cricket, you help show this to them and it makes sense to them. So again, you start gaining their trust by showing them visually And it's really easy to do. You can crop, you can mark up, you can do all that stuff with photos in our system. And you can actually do some really nice before and after shots as well, if you'd like to, as well at the end of the job.
Well, I think the bottom line, it's going to increase your sales and just really separate you from your competition, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and that's the big thing right now. Roofing contractors, let's be honest, there's not just thousands or tens of thousands, there's hundreds of thousands of us out there. And we want to, you know, take advantage of how we can differentiate ourselves from the crowd. So, yeah, the big thing is being able to show customers how we're different and create a different type of customer experience for them that really impacts them in their buying process.
Yeah, well, you gave me a demo down at the show, and I thought it was really great. But let's jump into the meat of our topic today, and that is 5 keys to improve your roofing quotes. And I just jotted down some notes from your webinar, so let's just take a look at those top 5, if we could. Give me a little story on that. And number 1 is that simplicity sells. Tell me about that.
Well, yeah, and even within Sumo Quote, I mean, people can still build ugly quotes in Sumo Quote. Like, if you just refuse to put any thought into it, it's not a guarantee, but man, it makes it exponentially faster and easier for you to do, right? But what we mean by simplicity sells is you want to make it as easy as possible for the homeowner to understand. And so there's something within this theory of thought out there called behavioral economics. They talk about something called mental fatigue, and that if it's hard to understand for the homeowner, it's hard to buy. And that's actually opposite from how some contractors try and do it, right? They try and speak with as much jargon as they can,
right,
and make it as complex as they can so that they worry and put fear into the homeowner that the homeowner doesn't know what they're doing, so they better trust them because they know what they're doing. And it actually can have the opposite effect. The homeowner then, it can put them in this position of fear where, then they start thinking they need to gather more information and go get more quotes and talk to more people and do more research online. And that's not what we want them to. We want to make it really easy for them to buy from you. And so what I mean by that in a quote is have clean design, use visual things. We've already talked about photos. Use visual things. Use bullet points if you can. But you think about it from the homeowner's perspective and think about what's the, you know, they say it's harder to write something in 100 words than 1,000 words.
Right.
Because 1,000 you can just ramble on forever, right? But to get some condensed language where it's really easy to understand and you don't force the homeowner to go through pages of text, you're doing yourself a favor and you're going to see homeowners finding a lot easier to work with you from that.
Yeah, that's similar to what we talk about on our websites. Websites tend to have too much text. You're losing people. Keep it simple, real easy for them to follow. And that's where I think a lot of times less is better.
You know what? We actually, one of the sales guys that I worked with for years here, because Sumo Quote is still based out of our roofing office. Just we've got some large offices, and so we're close beside them. He came into my office the other day and said, "Hey, you're going to love this story." I was sitting down with the homeowner and we were at the kitchen table. We're talking through the job and the quote, and I was trying to get them to sell. They had been leaning towards this other contractor. And in fact, they had the other contractor's quote sitting right there. And after about 10 minutes of talking, the homeowner said, "You know what? Actually, I think I'm going to sign with you. I mean, I know you're going to do a great job. Just look at your quote. It's so much more detailed." Now, the ironic part about that is he was looking at the competitor's quote, and he actually thought the competitor's quote was more detailed. But it was because it was all this industry jargon, right?
Right.
And it was just pages of just text. So you got to think about this from the homeowner's perspective. They jump in that, they start reading through it, and as soon as they start hitting stuff they don't understand, they mentally check out, and they set it aside because it's difficult for their brain to put the information in there. Whereas our quote, we kept it a bit more simple. We kept it cleaner. We certainly, you know, included a lot of details that really mattered and set us apart, but we made it easy for the client to absorb the information. And so they quickly took it in and signed with us. And that was a $43,000 job. That was a good one for us.
All right. Well, let's get number 2. And that is don't tell them, show them.
Yeah. And this is talking about a lot of this marketing, right? The marketing trends right now is it's all about visual content, right? It's all about infographics. When you look at whether it's websites like, you know, LinkedIn or Facebook or Amazon, any of these things, they make it really easy. And they do that by using icons and photos and images, because as I touched on earlier, your brain can actually absorb visual content 10 times faster than written. And so the more you can include visual content within your quotes, the easier it is for your clients to understand that, right? You know, when I'm going through a webinar, one of the things I'll do is I'll put a bunch of words on the screen, right? And the words are dough, mushroom, peppers, pepperoni, cheese, onion, all this stuff on here. And so it's one thing to look at that, but then when I flip it over to a picture of a pizza sitting on the screen, that's the difference. Like I find when I do that, actually my mouth starts salivating a bit, right? It's, you see a pizza and you get it instantly so much that all of your body starts reacting to it. But when you're just looking at the words, you're trying to understand what it is and what's going on. It makes it really, really difficult. And so the more you can include these visual types of content, and actually your shingle manufacturers, you can take some of their pages. So whether it's GAF or OC or CertainTeed or any of these, or James Hardy, you can actually grab some of their brochures. You can find a page from one of their brochures that does a really good job of breaking out a roof and how it's constructed, so that you can use that as a part of your sales process. And you just stitch that seamlessly into your quote, and it has a powerful effect as you're walking the homeowner through it. So yeah, as much as you can show people what it is, again, you make it far easier for them to understand what's going on with that.
Well, our third key to improving our roofing quotes is make the client the hero. What do you mean by that?
You know, this is one that I stole from a guy out there named Donald Miller. Donald Miller, he wrote a book called Story Brand. And he's got a great company out there with it. And he comes from the background as being an author. And so he's got this interesting concept as he consults with large companies out there on their marketing and their messaging, right? Being a guy that crafts words. So the whole thing that he brings, he talks about, from a story perspective, he talks about stories following set patterns. So they kind of go A, B, C or A, B, D. And within a story, he talks specifically about what your business as a construction company, what your role is in that story and who you are compared to the client. So this whole thing, make the client the hero, right?
Right.
He would say, Donald Miller would say, your typical story goes through a pattern like this, where you get introduced to a character, and then this character has a problem, and then they meet a guide, and that guide helps give them a plan and calls them to action, and then they go off and save the universe or whatever it is, right? So, but this is why a story like Star Wars is essentially the same story as Tommy Boy, right? The old Chris Farley classic. Mm-hmm. And you think about those two, and man, they feel so different, and yet you've got this character, whether it's Luke Skywalker or Tommy Boy, who has a problem and meets a guide and goes, right? So you can see how this happens. What the big takeaway to understand here is contractors often think within the quote, they need to be the hero, to the point that they don't even mention the homeowner ever. Like I see 99% of the quotes I see, there is no mention of the homeowner, and all it is, blah, 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 here's the roofing product, blah, 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 I'm amazing, blah, 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 here's the price, and that's it, right? When you insert your client into your quote, it has this unbelievable effect, right? And the whole thing of this whole, mirroring this to a story is, let's say it was Star Wars. As a contractor, you're not the hero. You're not Luke Skywalker. The story should be about the homeowner. You're the guide, you're Yoda, you're the one that has the experience, that's been there, done that, that can help train them and get them through to the result that they want or the outcome they want. And so when you make the homeowner the central figure of your quote by putting their house on the cover, by talking about their pain points, by visually educating them with photos of different things on their roof so that they can understand their own home and help make a good decision, you know, if they need financing and they're worried about that and what to do, you insert a page talking about a financing program, but the step-by-step through the whole quote is about everything that matters to the homeowner, right? And you're essentially making the quote about them. Does that make sense how I'm explaining that?
Totally. And you're telling me that with your template, it kind of sets this up so I don't have to create this new story myself.
That's it. Yeah, for sure. No, we certainly, and now the other nice thing is, because I've got years of experience with this and we've created all sorts of things, one of the pages that we love to share with the homeowner is, it's a page that we call it our How to Compare Contractors. And so we put, you know, all of the things in a column down the left that matter, right? How many years have they been in business? How much liability insurance do they have? What sort of certifications do they have? Do they have a safety program? You know, and we set it up intentionally for all the things that make our business shine. So then obviously under our column of our company, it's all big check marks and A pluses and everything else. And then we put, you know, typical contractor beside ours, and it's question marks and X's. And so we're helping the homeowner understand these are the things that you should be looking at as you're comparing contractors. And we're giving them a resource, and we're giving them something that makes their life easier. But at the same time, we're also sort of sliding in all the areas that we really stand out compared to other contractors. And so you can help with just their buying process by giving them some tools that are subtle in how you want it to impact them, but it's powerful in helping them make a decision at the end of the day.
Yeah, we did a similar thing like that. We had an ebook that we would send out before we would go out to even see these people, which was 10 things to find a roofing contractor that you can trust. And it was similar to that. These are the things that you need to make sure that you check, and exactly like that. So I love it how you've got that in your proposal, and you can just kind of walk the customer right through that, and it's jumping right out there.
Well, because I've got such a history both with roofing sales, then obviously with Sumo Quote, as I'm talking to contractors and helping set them up, I'll actually give them a lot of our templates. So a lot of the information that we've spent years building up here, I'll actually preload for them into their account if they want me to help out with them in that way. So we obviously want to be really helpful as we go through this stuff and help contractors make it really, really easy for them to use this.
I like that, because we talk about processes on this show all the time and having a sales process. And it sounds to me like this is something, if you just go through your proposal, it gives you step by step, sure that they're going through each step and not forgetting anything by just going through the proposal.
Exactly. Well, I'll work with business owners to say, what are the key things? Help me understand your business. How do you like your sales process to go? And then we can work together and draft that process together. So I'll actually help them with some of their pages and what order they can go in and loading it into the system. And then they can set it up so that their salespeople just, you know, click the button to create a new report and everything's there. They just fill in some of the blanks and they're done.
Ryan, I love it, but let's get into the fourth key to improving our roofing quotes, and that is throw to the client's sweet spot. What's up there?
Yeah, you know what? This is, we've been touching on this a little bit, but this just paints such a strong picture, and you've got to understand, I can't reinforce enough how much you need to make this about the client, right? So, you know, I'm Canadian, I follow hockey. I mean, I follow all sports, but love hockey. That's what I grew up playing. But this one comes from baseball. It comes from Ted Williams, right? One of the greatest hitters of all time. And Ted Williams in baseball, he wrote a book called The Science of Hitting. So one of the things he did was he dissected that there's exactly 77 spots the size of a baseball that make up the strike zone. And he knew what his hitting percentage was in every single spot throughout that area. And so it's fascinating to look at what this was, right? He knows that he's hitting 400 if the baseball goes through here. But if you go one step up, one size of a baseball up from that, he's only hitting 350. Mm. It's such a small difference, but it's the science of going through that. And so his thing was he wanted to swing at baseballs thrown in the optimal area of the strike zone, not just the strike zone, the optimal area of the strike zone for him to get a pitch or to hit a pitch, right? So in this analogy, what I would share or suggest is that the roofing contractor, you're not actually the hitter here, you're the pitcher. And when you're throwing the baseball, you want to throw it to the sweet spot of the homeowner for them to hit it. So you don't just want to try and throw a strike. You actually want to throw it through the exact spot within the strike zone that makes it as easy as possible or gives it the greatest chance for the homeowner to hit that ball, right? It's interesting when I look at other businesses out there and, you know, I look at Amazon, and I look at banking and I look at all of these, they're trying to do this with you. They're trying to create ways to make it as easy as possible for you to work with them or to buy from them. And so the fascinating thing to me is roofing contractors, you know, we don't have to just do it in a single way. A bank does it in a single way. Amazon does it in a single way for how you buy from them. And they've tried to optimize that, but as a roofing contractor, we get to talk to each one of our clients, which gives us this unbelievable advantage to know them and know what matters to them. And yet, despite having all of this incredible information about them, we just regurgitate the same looking quote that we've used for the previous 1,000 customers before that. We don't do anything unique or different for it. And so what I'm suggesting with to throw to the client's sweet spot here, you know, when you craft your quote, understand what matters to the homeowner, and then make sure you include those points within your quote. So if their prize flowers, you know, matter to them, mention in your quote that you're going to cover the, you know, these flowers with a tarp, and then show a picture of the flowers and a note beside it saying, note that these, you know, flowers will be covered. If the thing that matters to them the most is their flowers, well, make it obvious that you have paid such attention to this and this matters as much to you as it does to them, right? You want to craft something that is right in their sweet spot when you throw it to them.
Agreed. Let's get into the fifth key to improve your roofing quotes. The fifth and final is create new value for your client.
Yeah, there's all sorts of different ways that we can be reinventing the customer experience for our clients. And we want to keep thinking about that. And certainly with SumoQuote, as we're looking at new features and how we grow in the future, it's all going to be about how do we really create a different type of experience for the homeowner, which is just naturally going to continue increasing sales for the contractors, right? So one of the interesting things we've done is we've done something called a project summary report. And a project summary report, we use it a ton in our service department. Our service department here now, you know, between our residential and commercial service, we do about $2.5 million of service work every year. So a pretty significant amount for just our service department, right? And one of the things we've done that's helped increase our service work exponentially is at the end of every job, we do a project summary report. So our service techs know 3-4 times, you know, throughout the job, just stop and take a quick picture. So if a chimney's leaking, you take a picture of the chimney before you start ripping all the flashings and everything off, right, to show what's going on. And then you rip it off and you take another picture to show some of the rot that's going on in there. And then you take another picture to show, you know, you've got new sheathing and new ice and water in there. And then you take a final picture just with the new flashing on. It takes a second. You just stop, snap the picture, keep working. But at the end of the job, when you share a report like that, that has a powerful effect for the homeowner to understand what happened. They see transparency from your business. They see that you're documenting it for them, and you gain a huge amount of trust through that. And when you do something, so specifically property managers and HOAs, we get so much work for them because when we document it like that, they understand that we're going to show them exactly how the project's gone. So they can send us out there. I have one sample that I often show in webinars where it was a service job. They had some belly band that needed to be replaced, poor flashings in that. They had some dryer vents where the vents weren't connecting properly. And so it was putting just a ton of lint behind the siding and creating a big fire hazard. But they didn't understand all of this until we gave them the project summary report at the end of the job. It was a $22,000 job, service job. It was good margins. It was at a high hourly rate. But it was really easy because we had already done a dozen previous jobs for them on the building. So they just said, we'll send it to Epic. We know their rates and we know they're going to be transparent and documented for it. So we trust them. Just get them out there and do the work. And so it's really easy when you're always giving these project summary reports to gain trust and to add real significant value for your clients out there.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. They have no idea what you're talking about when it comes to roofing. And by being able to take them up on the roof and take them walking through the process without having to get on the roof, it's a great thing. And it's something that really helps sell your services.
Yeah, you know what? So I gave a quote, this is about 2 years ago, I gave a quote, and there had been some hail damage north of town here away, about an hour north of where I'm situated. And, you know, it was $237,000. I called the property manager a week later just to check in and said, hey, how did our quote look? Are we ready to move forward with this? What are you thinking? And the property manager said, you know what? We've got a contractor, roofing contractor here. We use him all the time. He's great. He's the best. Really love him. You know, his quote was $30,000 less than yours, about 15% less, right? And then she said, but I really want your company to win the job. So take a look at your numbers and let me know if you want to revise them at all before I send them to the board, but I'm going to be pushing for you guys. I said, well, you know, that's great. And I'll look at the numbers and see if we've got any wiggle room, but, you know, help me understand here. You're raving about this other contractor. We've done one service job for you one time. Why do you want to work with us on this project? I mean, you know, obviously we're going to work to prove you right and do a great job, but you know, what's the deal? And she said, oh man, I know this shouldn't matter, but that quote you gave me was just awesome. Like I had a question. I turned the page. There was the answer. I just know I put the two quotes in front of the board and they're going to say, well, obviously we should use your company. You're the more professional company. It'll just make my life easier if I work with you guys on this. And that ultimately is the effect we want to have. Ultimately, we want the homeowner to look at this and say, oh, this is such an easy decision. They've answered exactly what mattered to me. They made this clean and easy to understand. You know, I can even e-sign this at the click of the button and it's just done. This company is being thoughtful for how they're engaging me and wanting the process to go. So I know they'll continue to be thoughtful the balance of the way through the project if they're this thoughtful in their sales.
Yeah, well, that sounds great. And I can see how this is really going to help improve your sales. Give me a little more information on how some of your contractors are using this maybe and what's working for them.
Yeah, you know what? The majority are their quotes right now. And some contractors use it for inspection reports. What I've heard from one of my contractors is from the insurance company that they've been submitting reports to through this. The insurance company is just approving everything right now because, and the feedback from the insurance company was, oh man, finally, you just put photos in there. You made it obvious what was damaged. Your quote was there. I can approve this just because it's so easy for me to do, you know, and they're not looking quite as closely at the pricing. A lot of insurance work is done through Xactimate, and there's easy ways to use SumoQuote combined with Xactimate reports as well. Yeah, we find it's a lot of inspection reports, a lot of quotes, and then project summary reports. Those are the unique ones that, especially in the HOA market, there's a real way to differentiate yourself and start gaining a lot of repeat business there. So those are kind of the main ways it's being used right now. Oh, sorry, actually, Dave, I should mention one other one. SumoQuote actually has a built-in dashboard. So salespeople can track their callbacks and get reminders on that. They can see their sales numbers. They can have their win percentage. Business owners can see what's open in their pipeline for their whole business and what their numbers are. You know, have to see it broken down by their sales team, and actually dive in on their sales team individuals' dashboards and see how they're doing with their callbacks and so on. So there's a real sales management analytics side to SumoQuote as well if they're interested.
I love that. So it's easy to set up like a CRM program within SumoQuote.
You bet. I often call us a light CRM. So any contractor that doesn't have a CRM, this is the easiest way to get going. We don't do the full project management side right now. We're actually just going to be launching some integrations with some CRMs out there. So Job Nimbus is a big one coming up. They've seen our stuff. They love us and what we do. And Job Nimbus contractors have been requesting this quite a bit because there's such a weakness in the quotes that are created there. And so it really enhances the experience for Job Nimbus contractors when we get in the next few months here to tying Job Nimbus and Sumo Quote together in a more formal way.
Well, that's great. I've had Jack on the show from Job Nimbus a number of times, and that's a great program. But I agree with you where you've got so many contractors that don't have any CRM. They're not using anything. And this sounds like a great way to get started.
Yeah, it is. It's nice and easy. It's really fast. One of the things we get a ton of compliments on is our UX, our user experience. Just that it's really intuitive to navigate and use, and you can just be set up building quotes really fast. And again, I'll throw this in. If people would like, please feel free to reach out to me. My email address is ryan@sumoquote.com, and I'm actually happy to help you with some of your setup and share some of the templates that we have found to be really powerful with our company with you as well, if you'd like.
You mentioned Job Nimbus as a partner. I understand you've got a number of other partnerships in the works going on. Tell me about that.
We do. We've got some great ones coming up here. So right away here, we're launching partnerships with CertainTeed, with James Hardy, with EagleView. And there's a number of other ones. Company Cam, I saw, was just firing out some Facebook love to us the other day. We're going to be integrating with them in the next few months here as well. But yeah, I mean, certainly there's the large brands are looking at us out there and seeing that we're a powerful tool for their contractors and something they really want to get behind and be pushing us towards their contractors as well.
Well, that's great. And we just touched on just parts of your webinar that I saw. If our listeners want to check that out, how would they get hold of that?
Yeah, so I've posted a recent webinar that went through some of these five key points on our SumoQuote Facebook page recently. Of course, people can go to sumoquote.com. They can download some samples there and watch some videos or sign up for a free trial on there. Or feel free to reach out to me. Again, my email address is ryan@sumoquote.com.
Okay, and you've got some kind of demo, you say, on your website. If we want to get more information and check this thing out, is that how we would do it?
You bet. Yep. Go on there. Our YouTube channel has some good information and good demos and stuff on there as well. So check out any of those videos. And, you know, again, the easiest way is just to email us and we'll make sure that we're getting back to you quick and that we're helping get you going really fast and make it as easy as possible to get you and your team working with us.
Well, that's great. Ryan, I really appreciate you coming on and putting out all this great information for our listeners. And we will catch up with you soon. I appreciate it. Well, that's it for the show today. I want to thank everybody for listening. And if you want to pick up my free one-page business plan, you can go to my website at theroofershow.com, download it, and you just answer the questions on the form, fill out the PDF, print it out, and you have got an awesome professional business plan that you can share with your people and make sure everybody's heading in the right direction. And you can do all of this in just a few hours. So check it out. And until next week, thanks for listening to The Roofer Show.